Why are you zoomed in on me? Zoom in on somebody else's ugly feet.
Si, what color are you going with?
I told the lady, since she does it for a living, hey, decorate me like a Christmas tree.
Goblin, do you, how often do you do this, Goblin?
Well, my woman brings me.
That's right.
And now you've brought all of us to be involved.
I'm telling you, you do what your woman wants during the summer. She leaves you alone in the winter.
I never thought I'd be right here.
I thought, like, maybe one day if this is what Allison was into, I might be into it. I'm nervous. But I never thought I'd be sitting between you and Godwin.
My feet look like a what?
Girl feet. Woman's feet. You have a pretty feet.
Oh, I got pretty feet.
Yeah, you are.
I have been told that before.
She got sandpaper after you, bro.
That's the same thing I clean my cast iron skillet with.
She just brought out a power tool on me.
You wait till that cheese grater comes up.
I'm just gonna close my eyes and think happy thoughts.
This is gonna be the prettiest my feet have ever looked. I see a big improvement already. And then when they put the paint on it, oh, these things are gonna be lovely.
I don't know if you got ticklish feet or not.
Did she get the drill out on you?
That's the most bizarre looking thing. Like, your pinky toenail and your big toenail are the same size. That's wild.
Do not pan down the camera.
That is
Do
not. Wild.
Hey! Now I see what you're talking about.
What? Is it tickle?
Well, she is at the top.
Please don't kick my face.
Please don't kick my face.
When that guy gets in the middle, it gets ticklish.
I told you.
If you took all the lights and cameras away, and we all came here and had a glass of wine, like a couple of girls, and had a good time, I could see where this would be kind of enjoyable.
I reckon we ought to go record the real podcast now. We'll be back from the duck call room.
We'll be right back. Back where in our natural habitat.
All right, we're back.
We're
from
back.
The salon.
Back where we're... where we belong.
Goblin was even a little hungry on the way in, so he stopped and got him some breakfast. I guess I had to do that till you were so relaxed.
Well, they scraped all the meat off his
feet. I knew what to expect. It was fun watching y'all.
Well, you didn't tell us about the breakfast sandwich on the way back in. All you told us about was a pedicure.
He left out that part.
That was key information.
You drove right back.
I know, but it never even crossed my mind. Mm-hmm. It should have.
Yep. Yeah, that was interesting.
It was.
Is the word.
Enjoy it?
Enjoy is a strong term.
I enjoyed it.
I was there.
I'm neutral.
You're
like,
neutral?
I mean, I personally don't want to go back. However, if Brittany's like, let's go get a pedicure, a couple's pedicure, absolutely.
I understand why Godwin does it.
And I kind of understand why she does it. Because, I mean, whenever a woman was rubbing her feet with that sand or whatever that yellow stuff was, it was
probably
called clear.
Salt. Probably salt.
Whatever that was.
It had grit in it.
Yeah. That was relaxing. The hot towel and then that and that chair. Mm. Now, the little tools to poke down the sides of my toes. She hit that first one with that little pitchfork thing she had. I said, no.
I didn't
know this. I can't handle this 9 more times. But it was only that one.
Them
so maybe I just had a bad toe.
That scares me.
Huh?
Them wire cutters is what scares me every time.
Was I the only person that they pulled out the power tool on?
No, they Dremeled me too.
Okay.
I didn't get no Dremel.
You didn't get the Dremel?
Mm-mm.
I sure did. It made me nervous.
Does that mean I got good feet?
Well, I skipped that part too.
Yeah. Well, hold on. We do need to talk
Dremeled
about.
They Dremeled you. I watched them. They Dremeled you.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. On top.
Oh.
We do need to talk about the fact that Si has the best feet of any 74-year-old man.
Well, he told us he did.
I told us.
I've had a lot of people tell me I have pretty feet.
Pretty?
That's right. And I told them, hey.
That's what we need.
It's a big business.
Hey, for what it's worth, Jacob Wheeler's wife also commented, said, she asked what we were doing because I couldn't answer her phone. I said, I sent her a picture. She said, low key, he's got pretty feet.
So, look at you, man.
The best bass fisherman in the world's wife covets your feet.
They're really pretty now.
Yeah. With a color?
I got about 5 coats of different colors and then, clear.
I had to call a timeout on getting pretty colors.
They're going to bury me. My feet are going to...
But for your sake, think of how much fun your daughter would have if you said, honey, I'm going to take you to get a pedicure and have a daddy-daughter date.
I don't have to do that for quite some time.
Hey, that doesn't matter.
One day.
Look, I got pictures of Wheeler's daughter getting pedicures.
I mean, if that's what she's into, I would go with her.
See, look, look at the bow in the hair.
I was just fixing that. Here's the deal. If you're married and you have a daughter...
Why wouldn't you?
Hey, she's going to wrap you around her little finger, and you're going to do whatever she wants to do.
I would go with her.
Yeah.
Allison's against them. She doesn't like people touching her feet, so I don't have to worry about that. But I get why Godwin goes with Miss Paula.
Oh, I was terrified the first time I went. They pulled out that cheese grater. I'm like, this ain't going to be good.
I did notice when she got on mine, she pulled out that thing and she put some grease on it or whatever that stuff is. I guess that's what they use it for.
I don't know.
And then she looked at my foot and then she went back to the grease. And I was like, uh-oh.
She said, I might have to go deep.
Yeah, I said, uh-oh.
I pretty much looked up the whole time. I didn't.
Your feet, when she was doing that with the grater,
mm-hmm.
They literally changed colors.
Did they?
Yeah.
I can't see down there.
No, mm-hmm. I'm serious. They went from a light skin color.
Yeah.
Till it started darkening it up. So she got some blood flowing somewhere there.
Oh, I guarantee.
Oh, there's a pile of skin on top of that thing.
Do y'all have that one spot on your foot like I did?
Oh yeah, right in the middle.
It's right before you get to your heel.
Yeah, in the arch.
Yeah.
Well, you ain't got an arch, but.
He's
flat-footed. Yeah, if you had an arch, you'd be, right in the transition zone there from toes to heel.
It's just like you'll plug some electricity in it and just popping you with it.
I swear it went to my earlobes, too. I couldn't stay down.
My left foot is more ticklish than my right foot.
And see, I must be right-footed because my right foot sent me up out of chair. Left foot, I was like, ain't no big deal. But my right foot was that way.
I noticed all them customers was laughing at us.
Well, you also noticed they's all female too.
I didn't know we were going to do that in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, I kind of thought we had the place to ourselves, and then people just kept coming in.
And I was cool. I was like, I don't know any of these people. And then one of Allison's friends walked in right at the end.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. And I was like, I'm getting a pedicure. I couldn't explain.
And a paycheck to deal with.
I actually think it's really healthy for your feet.
He's in.
It's got to be.
He's going back.
That's bound to be good for your feet.
Do they have a subscription service? Can you just sign up for, I'm on the 7th of every month. Like, it's my day.
Yeah, that's why you need to take Christine on a Valentine's deal.
Or Philip.
No, she was. That's out. I take Miss Christine, but I ain't taking Phil.
Yeah,
there you go. Ain't taking no Theo.
I ain't never. Yeah. He would go.
Next anniversary, birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to call him back up and get Brittany an appointment for this weekend. Just,
there you go.
Just because.
Go with her.
And I'll keep the boys.
He's already done.
See, she can go kid free.
What is the proper amount of time that you have to go back?
I don't know, but if you show up tomorrow, I bet it's weird.
To a different one.
Yeah, they were probably scratching your head. You just, hit each one.
Yeah.
Hey, there's about 12 of them things in West Monroe and Monroe.
I know.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
It's a big business.
Yeah.
I'd never been to that, and it was pretty nice.
Very nice people.
Yeah, how did that one rate amongst the ones you've been to?
It's up there.
Okay.
Very nice people.
So you'd go back to that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't say, obviously I don't know, but the only thing I did notice was my water went from clear to it's very murky by the time.
You don't realize how much dirt
is under your toenail.
Yeah.
Well, that Johnny D ain't got no dirt under his toenail.
I know.
Because he ain't got no toenails.
That woman, she got up at, what do you call that, sandpaper paddle?
Yeah.
And
that's what we'll go with.
Whatever that is. Looks like sandpaper, but it's a paddle. And she went to file on his nails, and she looked at his toes, and she put it back.
Yeah.
She went to do it.
I don't like toenails.
Looked at it, didn't like I don't need
JD should have got him to paint his toes yellow. And then
he'd have
had dominions.
Yeah, he says paint little eyes, like mouth, and a nose.
Banana.
Draw, hey, paint them yellow and draw a little black circle right in the middle of the eyes. Yeah. And hey.
Oh,
there you go.
Minion City, baby.
Minion City.
Yeah, that was some unusual toes.
Yeah.
See, I was saying now you know.
Yeah, you was too. Yeah.
Now you know why I wanted to wear socks. I don't like people looking at my feet.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
Yeah.
For real, where's the rest of your toe now?
Yeah, what do you do with that?
Like, were you born that way?
I don't really know. I don't like having long toenails, so I just always chop them off. I don't want to.
But at the knuckle?
Like, I don't want to feel my toenails my shoes.
When you get through cutting on your toenails, they bleed. And they kind of sore. To get that letter.
He likes them short, boys.
Yeah.
Shorter than that.
I've never seen anything like that.
No, it was wild.
I'm like,
here's what I found out. It's nice to have that done because anytime I have got to work with my feet, it's a chore.
Every decade.
Oh, yeah. Just go up there and let them do it.
Well, no, I'm serious. Because they just, you know. What got me was how fast it was with that little sharp tool.
Ooh, yeah. That's gonna hurt.
Yeah, it was sniff, 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 and I'm watching and I'm waiting for the but it never came.
Never came.
You know, and then after they got through, I looked and I said, "That's the best my feet have ever looked."
Is there a school for that?
Probably. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Do they go to school?
That's like I asked that masseuse in Belize. Did she have to go to college for it? She said, oh, yeah.
In Belize, getting a massage.
This lady got on my back, and she said, my goodness, you're so tense right here. And she first started with her thumb, and then it was the elbow in the back, and she chased that knot all over my back while I was going,
she didn't know is that knot she was chasing was your appendix. She's that skinny.
I don't know. She was chasing something, but she finally leveled it out and knocked.
You look like you riding a dadgum ostrich when they had your britches rolled up. You need some meat on them bones. No wonder you cold all the time.
Look, I got chicken legs.
And got and sores all over the shin.
Hey, and a skinny chicken leg.
Oh, man.
And not a bit of hair.
Hey, we really got to learn a lot about each other this morning. That's what... When it gets down to brass tacks, we's in a pretty vulnerable position. Yeah. We all got to look at each other and make fun of each other. Except nobody made fun of Godwin because, we've seen his feet for 7 years.
So, yeah.
And that ain't nothing new.
But
let's
wear shoes.
Let's take our first break. We'll be back right after this.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award. As expected. Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't... Well, that's good. I sent this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
How does your feet feel?
They do feel, they're colder.
Colder? Like
I don't know. They're... My feet are
cold.
Cheese grater got all the warmth out of it.
Is that what it is?
What it is, they got all that dead skin off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My feet are definitely chillier than I'm accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find this out when you get my age.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, you just, what is that? You reach back there with your fingernails and just dead skin.
That much of it?
No, I'm serious. I'm just like a snake.
Snake.
Shedding skin.
Well, that's the way my boys are. Apparently, that happens when you're young and when you're old.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Because you look on them, they look like a lizard.
Yeah, body.
Yeah, and it's just leaving there.
That's why I never did understand it before. Talking about, you know, my mom and my oldest sister were nurses, and they always was taught come back and tell me, well, she just got all these bad bed sores. And I said, bed sores? What is bed sores? And that's what it is. It's just your skin dried out, and it just turned into a wound.
Is that what's wrong with your legs?
Well, no. I done that on little beds.
Well, I mean, I know you sleep
in a hunting lodge.
I know
they made them too wide.
He went to take a leak and come back and beat up his shins on the bed.
Oh no, yeah, bam, bam.
That's because he didn't have his night vision.
You didn't have him glasses
that's
on.
Right.
You
didn't have my night vision, young boy. Battle vision. That's it. Hey,
yeah.
What happened?
His son got thrown into battle.
Yeah,
huh?
That's what happened.
It looked like you'd been walking into the trailer hitch on the back of your truck.
No, I took it off. It's in the toolbox.
You got tired of being in the
trailer hitch. I just took it off, put it in the trailer hitch. I said, I can always get it, put it on if I need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of walking around the back of it, whoa, good grief.
I understand.
I got it again. I forgot it again.
I've done it twice in my life.
It hurts too.
It does.
Oh, I've done it way more than twice. Get in a hurry and you just cut that corner too tight.
Yep.
And
bam.
You wear the letters B and W or Reese on your shin for
tattooed.
Yeah, like a week and a half. I mean, that thing hurts. Ooh. Golly.
It don't move either.
No. It ain't no giving it.
And it's amazing how long you hop around on one leg.
Well, yeah. I know.
Because you do it for a while.
Any other time, you'd fall down.
Yeah.
Or stump your toe.
I ain't going to stump them now. They're 2 inches shorter than they were this morning.
They are.
I
tell you. Yeah. Oh, it really hurt now.
Johnny D ain't ever torn his toenail off.
Nah.
He
can't get caught on nothing.
I'm elected to wear shoes for the rest of my life, even when I sleep.
Really?
Yeah, because y'all keep talking about my feet.
Well, I mean, it's just bizarre.
That's the ugliest feet I've ever seen.
Well, you got bizarre feet.
I ain't gonna say they're ugly.
Bizarre
but they're
world.
Weird.
Bizarre world.
I knew they were weird. It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I mean,
Who'd have ever thought today started off?
You know, it's a weird day.
Does it go from here?
I don't know.
Like,
I feel like I can't go back to work. Now.
We can go get a massage.
But I can see where you could either start your day there or finish it there. Because after like that hour in that chair.
See, I'm a little sleepy now.
The massage chair.
Yeah.
It's constantly.
I need one of them without the bathtub in the front of it.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Same model. Just
same model.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind just soaking my feet. I just don't want people touching them.
I wonder if that little thing's got a whirlpool.
After we left, some lady was getting in there, and there was lights and stuff in there. I said, whoa, how we get that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to pay extra for them.
Yeah, apparently we went pretty cheap.
Yeah, if you got the volcanic deal.
See, I'm not so sure about
it. I didn't know what that was. I was scared to ask.
Was anybody else's water, like, uncomfortably hot?
It was warmer than I thought
it
should
get
be.
Too hot for me.
I put my feet. I said, "Whoa!" She goes, "Is it too hot?" I was like, "What? Does it matter now?"
Yeah, I've done. I've done burn them.
Well, if you got your feet in there,
we like to bullfrog in a pot of boiling water. We can't jump out now.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
I will say that my feet haven't been this clean probably in years.
Years.
Hey, it just matches your shoes, huh? That's good.
They're clean too.
Yeah. I'm like Martin. I noticed the water change colors.
I will say this, though. Next time I go, assuming there is a next time. Assuming there's a next time, I'm going to wear flip-flops.
I don't know.
I'm not going with socks and shoes. That was not knowing no better there.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Rookies.
Yeah.
Rookies. Bunch of rookies.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you supposed to know? I didn't know. I didn't know she was going to try to put my sock back on a wet foot. That's an impossible task for me, much less somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was fine with everything, and then she started putting my socks back on. I was like, I got it.
J.D. started feeling bad.
I do this every day. I do this there.
She was having a problem with it.
I felt bad because mine's covered in Jude's hair just from walking around the house this morning getting dressed.
She grabs your socks and it had a whole other layer of dog
hair. Yeah, it had, had all of that yellow lab hair. I mean, she just, it got warm for a few days and Jude said, no, it's time to get rid of that winter coat. That's out.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Of course, now it's back cold again. So. Yep. Well, yeah, we'll be chasing dog hair around our house for about the next month or so.
I will say this though, they were very excited and took a picture with Si, and he's gonna be up on the wall in that place for
you. Probably go over there for free for now on.
I might do it.
He might just do it. I don't know what the
I'm curious to see how long this nail polish.
Oh, it's forever.
Yeah,
it will stay on them.
It's a long time. Was it acrylic or that other stuff?
No, she was saying it was gel. She said, did they use gel?
Yeah, gel or acrylic.
Yeah, and I said, well, I don't know what she used.
I listened to Paula. When she's in there, they always asking her.
Well, when they handed me that color selector, they had different, it said this one available in gel.
They tried to hand
it to me. That's why she handed me a card that was this thick.
I just wanted to see all the different colors. It's kind of like fishing baits. Like, what all colors y'all make, man? I'll look at them. I don't want none of them.
I asked her, I said, should I go glitter or not? Then I said, I think I'll go solid color. Glitter is too little too much.
Yeah.
Glitter crosses the line.
Yeah.
across the line of glitter.
Oh, man. Oh, what's up, big dog?
He's moving around back there behind the computer and tripping me out.
He's walking around. He's got something in his hand.
He's got something in his hand.
I fixed my chair during the break, so he probably had to move some stuff.
Yeah.
Me and Goblin are now no longer the same height.
That's right.
So.
Oh. I'm pretty sure that used to be my chair.
Reframing.
And you just slowly sink.
Freeze frame.
Yeah. It just, the whole first segment, I started up here and I just... Oh,
free trumpet man, boys.
Oh,
that matches size toes right there.
Yeah,
it did. Mardi Gras, the party started.
The party
here we go.
Started. Party
started. Here we go.
Well, you get back stomping them grapes now.
Why, there you go.
Clean feet.
I will say this, if you're going to, stomp grapes, you should do that first.
Yeah.
Makes me feel better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, why would anyone stomp on a grape?
Yeah. Make wine.
It makes better wine.
Didn't you watch Doug Dynasty?
They got
it makes better wine.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's 2023, man.
It's just like, when your grandmother makes biscuits. It's the love with her making it. It's what's making it.
My grandmother
was stomping grapes.
Never made biscuits.
Think about the love that's going in all them grapes they're stomping.
I guarantee you.
Hey.
There you
go. This is love wine.
Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
All right.
Si's grandma made biscuits with her feet.
Look, y'all know we did the Valentine's episode. I had to bail on it.
Valentine's.
About halfway through because Brittany, I forgot that she needed picked up. It happens.
But we had like eight pages worth of questions.
Yeah, and we didn't get through near. I don't know what y'all did after I left, but like something tells me we still have a bunch of questions. And we wanted to give those some merit. Like, we want to make sure when we ask for questions that y'all don't think you're wasting your time by submitting them. So we're going to go through some more of those with this round table.
We went profound on everybody is what happened.
Profound.
It was profound.
What wisdom. Define that.
It was a lot of wisdom.
Oh, there you go.
Gave out.
I like it.
About marriage and love. And
you
all
didn't know my wife was that smart, did you?
No, I didn't.
I thought you said she wasn't going to
I thoroughly enjoyed your woman being on this podcast.
She, look, Allison said.
She's a gem.
She said.
She is a jewel.
Yeah, I guarantee you.
She said, that wasn't as bad as I said. I'd do that again.
See?
We got it.
It's just like in pedicure.
You said you wouldn't talk.
You just got to go do it.
I didn't think she'd talk. I thought she'd just sit here.
Well, there you go. Well, so what else do we have? What are there some that we didn't cover that we need to? I mean, I know there's a bunch.
We didn't cover.
Preferably something we can laugh about. Does any of them say, have you ever gotten a pedicure with your wife?
No, we didn't get any pedicure questions.
Oh, man.
No, we
do.
We fix
this hair.
Yeah. And I'll answer that. It's okay. If your wife wants to, go with her or daughter.
I'm not going by myself.
Yeah, that would be weird. Bethany sends two questions in. Dating world seems a little difficult for Bethany.
Okay.
She says, why is dating so difficult nowadays? Then immediately followed that up was the dating world difficult before we got married? And I will say, like, I would want no part of dating and trying to find somebody these days.
Why? It's what's just, different?
Well, they're all on.
Like nothing to me. Nothing.
Social media probably makes it way weirder than back in the day.
I don't. I mean, Grant,
that's a good point.
I've been married for
8 years.
8 years.
Come on, man.
Yeah, right at 8 years.
Get it together, bro.
Yeah, going on 8 years. She ain't closed crowding 8 years. And
good grief.
I'll just say this, like, I don't want to date again. Like, if something were to happen to Brittany, I'm out. Like, your boy's done. There's no more Mrs. Martin. Like, that, she's the one. But, I mean, the dating, it just is what it is.
No. She said it with her question.
What's that?
Why is dating so hard?
Yeah, because it is. Because you're about to make a commitment for the rest of your life, in theory, or you're looking for the person you're going to spend the rest of your life. That shouldn't be easy.
Like, no, that's a good point.
I mean,
it is.
You should have a rigorous checklist that you go through.
That's right.
If that's the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with. So, I mean, I want that to be a difficult process. Yeah. Like, if it's easy, I'm concerned a little bit. Like,
and here is a little gold nugget. You fall in love with a person for certain reasons. After you get married, then you start trying to change that person.
Miss Godwin did.
That's one of them don't do.
D-E-D. Okay?
You know, and Martin's right about it. That's why it should be a long and thoughtful process here with a lot of questions asked.
Yeah.
You know, and actually get to know each other so it's not a big shock to you. You know, which it won't if you date any length of time. There shouldn't be I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did. You just seemed to forget it, and now you're nagging me about it. You know?
Nagging woman.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's hard, okay, especially when you got a female and a male. Okay, male's bad enough, but a female, when God created woman, yeah.
She's way different.
Yeah. No rules.
Way different.
No rules to this game. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Y'all make me uncomfortable.
Man, I didn't know what road we were about to go down.
No. I'm just saying.
I will say, I bet the thing that maybe she's thinking about that probably makes this the most difficult is you do see a lot of relationships on social media that you didn't see back then that paint a false narrative of what relationships really are.
Well, that's why I would say.
And because nobody posts when they're in the weeds with their partner. Like, when you just got through having a knockdown drag out and you're trying to figure out, you don't post that stuff because that is one of the more intimate parts of marriage, though, is figuring all that kind of stuff out. So, you know, you kind of post a highlight reel. And when you see that highlight reel and yours ain't matching up to that highlight reel, then you're thinking, okay, there's a major issue here. No. We all go through that. Like, goodness. It just, so that may be one of the things that makes it more difficult. I don't know. But, to me, it's just not an easy process, period. It was never an easy process.
Nope.
So, like.
And it ain't going to change.
Mm-mm. No. And it shouldn't.
No.
So.
It's always going to be a difficult situation.
Yeah.
Great answer, Martin.
Hey, well.
All right, here's another one. And Valentine's.
I'm coming in relaxed, man.
he's got
all my endorphins are flowing. Yep. Man.
No. So here's one. And Valentine's Day is probably already passed, but I think this would qualify for Christmas or birthdays or anything. And Lauren asked, what do men want for Valentine's / birthday / Christmas? And that is the answer I thought I would get.
Oh, I was going to say Tommy John.
Oh,
this isn't even an ad section.
Well,
I love the gift of brand new underwear.
Oh, I'm going way different than you.
Oh, well, I'm just
saying. Well, you can go all kinds of ways here, okay? But you got to know the man or the woman, okay?
Yeah.
For your gifts. You know,
well, Lauren, if you're married, he wants one thing. That's where I was going. If you're not married, Lauren.
A vacation.
Yeah.
The problem with that thing is there's sometimes there's side effects. Show up about 40 weeks later. So he may not want that.
Well, there is. Hey, this is the deal about, nothing is free. There's always a price to be paid.
Always a catch.
Which is why I'm going to stick to underwear.
Yeah.
I do love underwear. Brittany's like, you're so boring. I'm like, man, but they're brand new. And it's like, that's just fun, man. Fresh new underwear. Like, I'm never disappointed in that.
If you've got feet like
I don't want a meal.
Socks.
Like, my deal is like, I don't want a meal. I can do that. So it's like, yeah, socks.
Yeah, let's go somewhere.
The tedious
out of state.
Yeah, I don't want to have to clean it up. Or even, I don't want to have to watch you clean it up. Mm-mm. So, like, I just don't want to be a part of that. Let's go. Yeah, Godwin, let's go.
Why you get an Airbnb?
Yeah.
And a what?
An Airbnb. That's right next to Arby's. That's one of them Airbnbs that is, like, really close to roast beef. Yeah. It's cool, man.
Never seen one.
Yeah, the meats. I don't know what just happened.
Whatever them things are.
Godwin's still coming off that breakfast sandwich thinking about lunch. That's what he is.
That's it. What can I have?
Bad breakfast, boys.
Yeah. There you go. But, no, I don't. I mean, I think most women overthink guys and what they truly desire.
Yeah, we're very simple creatures.
A lot of times the most basic of things that we would have to take time out of our day to go get are what we like. Like, it's a weird, it's a weird thing. But
it's a very weird. We're very weird people.
Yeah.
That's why the relationships are harder.
We're a lot simpler than we're made out to be as males.
Same.
I'm just saying. There's about four things that go through our head. We've talked about two of them.
Food. Yeah. Food shelter. And you know what?
Yeah, there you go. So, there you go.
Here's a weird one that Hadley, and I don't know how we could possibly answer this, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say no, but... has Jace gotten any more romantic?
I don't even know where that come from.
He's never been nice to me. I mean, he's nice, but not in a romantic way. Hmm. So I guess we would have to call Missy.
I was fixed. Hey, you need to ask another person then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go with no. I'm just going to say, you know.
But see, that's the thing about relationships, though, okay? Because what we see, you know, is a different deal, different side of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, he's nice enough. You were talking about then you want to change people. He is very resistant to change, period.
Well, anyone is.
Well, some people are a little more malleable than others.
Well, I know, but this is the thing, okay?
I went and got a pedicure today.
Yeah.
You know,
like, that's the some deal of us about, are somewhat open-minded.
Yo, know, that's the deal about what do you want? I want you to love me as I am.
Yeah, amen.
Okay? Don't, you know, we all got our faults. We all got our problems. Hey, you know, hey, get over it, live with it, and then love me as myself.
I mean, if Jace's story is true, he put Missy's engagement ring at the bottom of a flower pot full of dirt.
Told her to dig it.
Well, no, it's true.
You know? I mean, I wasn't there.
Look, that's a romantic ideal for him.
Burying something you paid money for in mud?
Well, I'm just saying that was romantic for him.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Why I was saying you got to know the man or the woman. Okay? When you talk about giving gifts, you got to know the person. Yeah.
Okay.
Because everybody else is saying he did what?
I mean, he needed to get her a manicure after that.
Yeah.
See how we planned today? Yeah, there you go. No. Anyway, all right, let's take another break. We'll answer
some
more of
those. But the answer to that was no. Jason ain't getting more romantic.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You want to keep going?
Yeah, let's keep going. Let's keep talking love and relationships.
The love.
Man, I feel a lot closer to you guys today after.
Oh, yeah.
Godwin's
hands are warm.
Hey, my feet are freezing.
Watch him. He's a two-timer. He was doing that to me yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, I love you. Let John Davis sit over here. I rub his hand, too.
Don't touch my feet.
Don't worry.
I just say that. I love it.
That may be contagious.
Jackson has a question.
Hi, Jack.
How do I ask a girl to be my date to a dance if we're friends?
Hey, you want to go to dance?
That's right. You go, hey, you good-looking thing, you want to go to dance with me?
Let's go to that thing.
What if she's not going to
act? Let's go kick up our heels, baby.
In person.
Yeah. I have noticed, though.
In person.
Yeah, I don't.
These kids go all out, like, these days on like these homecoming dates. Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me.
That's because it's a picture moment.
And they work harder than Jace did at burying a ring at the bottom of a flower pot just to ask a girl to a dance.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they do that, Martin?
Yeah, like
well, this is the day and age of, okay, like Martin brought up the word in person. This is the day and age, hey, you know, you get the axe, it's my text.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, dude.
Yeah, so maybe they think if they make a fool out of themselves, dude, they can't say no. I don't know.
We're done. You're history.
Yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
I mean, I just walk up to her and ask her, bro.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey. Walk up to her and ask her.
Yeah, if you're looking for some crazy idea, we think that's silly.
No, just ask
her. Kids these days are weird.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times I've used the term kids these days?
Simplicity.
And I never
is
thought
the answer.
I would. But kids these days, man.
How old are you?
33.
Mm-hmm.
I did have to think. Well,
don't be talking bad about kids. I'm one of them.
No, you ain't either.
Yes, you would
I
be
am.
Very.
I would love yes, to see Si go back to high school for like a week, like Billy Madison, and just see how it went.
It'd go pretty good.
He'd end up in the principal's office pretty
quick. All the time.
Yeah, but I mean.
Attention.
So, yeah. Jackson.
Yeah, man, the principal was on this. First name basis.
Jackson, get her, turn this podcast on, and replay this moment. Girl, Jackson wants to take you to a dance. There it is.
There
that's
you
as
go.
Complicated as you got to make.
Yep.
Yeah. Just play that, and then she's
going
to look at you funny.
She's going.
But she's going to, yeah. Simple.
Please.
Simple. Y'all want to go deep?
How deep?
I will if you will.
Pretty deep. Oh, I lost it.
Hey, that's where the big
that's
ones are at.
That's too deep.
That's where the big ones are at. Go deep.
Yeah.
Go deep. I had it.
Well, he had it.
Now.
It went out. It's in the channel.
Where did it go?
Current.
It went deeper.
40 foot.
It went deeper.
It went deeper. Oh, here it is. Aaron, how do I be a good spiritual leader?
Ooh. I think that's simpler than we make it out to be. Yeah. Just do it. Just lead, like go to church, drag them by the ear if they got to go. Go
drag them by the ear.
Do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Read the Bible. Pray with them. Do all the things. Like you don't have to come up with some fancy way to do it. Just do it.
I will make it simple. Always let your light shine.
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
24/7 or 7/24, however you want to say it.
Depends on if you're military. Hey,
don't ever turn it off.
Did anybody? Has anybody ever said 7/24?
He did.
I did.
Yeah.
I always get it backwards.
Aaron, I would say
I
this.
I always get it backwards halftime.
You should look at the ultimate leader, Jesus, and how he did it. And we're going back. I'm going to go full circle moment. Ready? He washed people's feet. So the ultimate way to be a good spiritual leader to me is just serve your family in the way Jesus served his apostles. I'm not saying you got to go get a towel and a bucket and take them to get pedicures, but you got to serve them in ways that they need help or whatever they need. You got to be there for them and the rest will follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think when all the apostles back then and all the people that were waiting on the Messiah, they were like, he's going to show up and he's going to lead us to war against all the people and we're going to rule the world. Then he showed up and said, I'm going to put a little twist on what you were thinking.
Yeah.
I'm going to be washing people's feet, healing people, being there for them.
He flipped a few tables over from time to time.
From time to time. When he had to flip a table, he flipped a table. But
I mean, it happened.
His main move there was just being a servant leader. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Aaron, I'd say if you're looking around your house and trying to figure out how to lead, do what needs to be done in a servant manner. Yep. And then you will see wild results.
Yep. Make the bottle before you leave, go out of town.
Yeah. Hey, if you're doing a podcast and have to go pick somebody up, just leave it.
Yeah, just
go
walk
do that.
Out. Yeah, I wouldn't like, hey, wait another 10 minutes. And no, I'm gone, boy.
Yeah, he gone.
Yep.
So that one was kind of deep. Mrs. Goss asked, who is the most romantic person in the room? Godwin does get pedicures.
He said, John.
I'm voting Godwin.
Why you think I ain't?
I don't know. I'm just voting you.
All right. I'm the most romantic.
Yeah.
You are.
I would say Godwin, I know from a fact, and it's something that me and Brittany both struggle with. Godwin is extremely intentional with his marriage to Paula. I know every Wednesday night they used to go see a movie, like before church and stuff like that. They were very intentional in their relationship.
We go eating out, Nuke.
See?
He's smarter than the average bear.
Yeah. But, I mean, he always told me all that stuff, and from time to time you forget it.
No.
Well, you can't never stop dating.
See? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's why my nod goes to him. Yeah. But.
I used to be.
There you go.
But, no, I did. At one time I was, yeah, but now.
But now, not
anymore.
Yeah.
You reach a stage where.
Yeah. I would
probably go with Godwin, too.
Yeah.
I actually stopped doing what he's talking about he does.
Yeah, won't you just start?
You know, because you got to be intentional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, the kids, what am I going to do with them? You know a bunch of people, mom-in-law people.
Hey, stop. Mom-in-law.
Pawning them kids.
Mom-in-law, hey, friends.
Yep.
Oh, hey, if you just have to, pay for somebody to keep them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Invest in your marriage.
If you don't want to impose on your friends and your relatives, hey, pay for it.
Carly's right down the road.
Carly's right down the road, y'all.
There you go.
All right. Pete from Alberta, Canada. Canada.
Oh, Pete.
Canada, boys.
And this one was...
That's a long walk.
That's why ducks fly.
It's an excellent point. What just happened? He asked, who's leading prayer in your households?
I've got something to say about that.
Uh-oh. Well, tell us.
It's okay for everybody to lead prayer in your household.
Preach.
Yep.
Okay?
Preach.
The only thing when they was talking about, don't absurd the man's authority. Don't let the woman go over the man's head. Okay? But there's nothing finer, in my humble opinion, than hearing my wife pray or hearing another woman pray.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You wait till they...
Because, hey, look, they talk to the Almighty, too. Okay? And I actually learned a lot by hearing women pray.
Oh, wait till them young boys of mine are old enough to talk. They're going to lead prayer, too. They're going to say blessings. They're going because how else are they going to learn if they don't lead? They're not going to just sit there and listen to you. Like,
You're supposed to teach them God's way all the way, from birth all the way, till you die.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah, everybody in our house prays.
Yeah.
Yeah, at our house, before meals... It's fine. It goes in the same. Ben's prays, then Lottie prays, then Carter prays, then Lottie yells at Allison to pray, then she yells at me to pray. So we're all praying before when we sit down. We do it about two or three times a week.
Y'all need to start praying before y'all serve the food. It'd be cold by the time y'all get
there. Ben's is going to pray all the time. The other ones, they like to, but Ben's is like, I'm in. I'm up. But like this morning, before I left the house, I had to stop and I prayed with Allison and I left. But some mornings she prays. And so I appreciate Si's answer there. It shouldn't be one person. It should be everybody doing it as a family and as a couple. And
you want this as a group. A family, as a group of friends, as a group of men, as a group of women, as a group of youth.
Of youths.
Okay.
There you go.
It feels good to get prayed over.
Oh, yeah.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I like the idea when people say, hey, I'm praying for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, that means they're taking your name personally before God and say, hey, Lord, I want you to help, Uncle Si during this hard time he's having.
Yeah, everybody, we go to these events and all that. They say, you mind if we pray over you? I'm like, no, man, I need the prayers and you need to practice.
Yeah, need you to pray and you need to practice. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's absolutely. You pray over me. Please. So let's take another break. We'll be right back after this. All right, we're back. Johnny D, we're just going to keep on rolling through the language of love, boys. That's love.
All right. This guy's name is either Coco or Hunter. I don't know his Instagram.
Coco Hunter.
We'll just go with that. All right. What's your go-to apology gift
besides flowers, and what's your go-to date night look like?
Ooh.
Your go-to, you've screwed up and you have to apologize.
Well, I don't screw up, so I don't know. What's that talking about?
That's good.
Right now, it generally, she gets a text from one of the three massage places she likes saying she's got an appointment booked. Without her knowledge, she just gets the text, says, hey, you're booked for tomorrow at 11 a.m. And I show up back at home at 10:30 a.m. from work, and I keep the kids, and she does that, and there you go. And date night for us is generally just dinner that we don't have to clean up. So
I like it. Mm-hmm. I'd say, hey, that would be like a dictionary.
A lot of words.
There's millions of words in a dictionary.
Yeah.
Then, hey, look, you just choose whatever you want, however way you want to say I'm sorry. You got 1,000 ways to say I'm sorry. Flowers, bouquet of flowers, take her out, wine and dine her. You know.
Generally, when I'm going for an apology, the last person she wants to be around is me, which is why I book her something alone.
Well, hey, no, that's a good idea. Well, that's when, okay.
Not a bad plan. Yeah.
That goes with the relationship about know your woman or know your man.
Yeah.
Okay. She's angry. Okay, yeah. I better let her go somewhere and enjoy herself by herself.
Yeah, or where she gets her hair done, she'll get a text from them saying, you got an appointment at 2 o'clock. Yeah, all right, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I'd say apology flowers don't really work that well.
Yeah, they don't land.
But you, I will say.
No reason flowers
no
are
reason
fantastic.
Flowers are clutch. Like, yeah. Hey, it's Tuesday in August.
Yeah.
And I stopped in by Brookshire's and got you some $10 flowers on the way home, that's a good move.
Yeah.
But,
well, no, that's why I said it, you've got 1,000 ways.
Yeah.
Gobble?
Okay, and it doesn't have to be because of an apology.
I want to hear Goblin, because Goblin.
Tell us about it,
he's the most romantic. Let's that's right. Hey, maybe you'll shed something for us.
Well, it's just, the apology gifts, we've been married 34 years. There ain't no apologies. I ain't no, you know, we know what not to do now to not upset the other one. So
yeah,
it's pretty smooth sailing.
Yeah.
But when you go out on a date, you got to do it. The effort is what a woman thinks about. You made the effort to go do this, to make this reservation. Open the door for her. When you go, and just stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know what movie she wants to go if you go eat and then go to the picture show.
The picture show.
So, just stuff like
that. I like
that.
Where you came from with about, okay, if you've been together for 30 years, it shouldn't be no apologies because you are enough. Know enough now not to do stuff that's gonna make you mad.
Yeah, but when you still at 8, you still find some stuff out.
Yeah, I mean you'll do stuff,
but I like his positivity on it. Okay.
Well, you'll do stuff. Yeah. You know, each other you don't like, but you know, 30, you just tell them. Hey.
Well, you and Miss Paula now get into a real good spot because, like, if you wanted to, like, if you did screw up now and you wanted to get her something, you'd come home with a dozen arrows instead of a dozen roses, and like that.
Oh yeah,
you won't talk about living.
Box
that's living.
Knee pack of broadheads.
See?
Well, no. That's why I was saying it was like a dictionary. You got thousands of options here available.
I asked her what she wanted for Christmas. Yeah. She said a feeder and 2 trail cameras. So I said, I think I can handle that.
Well, hey.
You've ascended the pinnacle of marriage, Gavin. Yeah. You're there.
Allison wouldn't. She
well,
wouldn't.
No, because, hey, that's the thing about, okay, they both enjoy what they're doing.
Yeah.
With each other.
Yep.
Yeah, another one for mine for Brittany is concert tickets.
She's a concert.
She loves live music.
No.
Ugh. There you go.
And I generally text one of her friends about, hey, are you available this date? I'm getting y'all tickets because she knows I don't like live music. Like, that's not a thing for me.
Live music is loud.
Yeah, it's loud. But if she likes to just go let her hair down with her girlfriends too. So it's a good time for her to get out and have some woman time. Right. Like
that's
she appreciate, but it's like Godwin says, she appreciates the effort of me looking up the concert and getting the tickets and calling a friend and
that's
saying,
a big deal.
I got y'all. Like, get them a hotel room, get them. I just hand her a deal. Here you go. Happy birthday, whatever.
Well, no, because you're going back. Okay, because the phrase is, hey, I knew mama before she was mama.
Mm-hmm. She loved
mama. Was a teenager and liked to have fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
The fact that you're making an effort, she'll realize you're making an effort, which also tells her that you're thinking about her.
There you go.
It's all about the effort.
Hit us with another one, Jake.
Hit us with another
one. We got time for another?
Yeah, oh, yeah. At Benatar, this one.
All right.
We're running like this.
It's a battlefield, battleground, baby.
All right, Stone emails in.
You're going to have to pay to replace him.
Oh, no, look, I'm like Brittany. I enjoy live music.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'll send you and her somewhere. Tell me who you want to go.
Oh, hey, look, hey, we'll have a blast.
Wear that Porter Wagoner jacket you got.
Stone email or sends a message. Not the Stone we all love and know, but they might have something in common. Who knows? He seems kind of mad.
Well, read it and let's see.
I'm 17 and I'm already out of the dating game.
He's out.
Because I want the next person to be the one I marry.
At 17?
That should have been your goal from the first one you ever dated.
Because
why are you dating if you ain't looking to marry him?
Well, yeah, but you also got to go in knowing that that might not be the case.
Yeah, but that's why, yeah. Yeah.
It should be your goal, but that doesn't mean to get out of the game.
No, get out.
Especially not at 17.
No. Hey. I just thought maybe we could tell him.
I mean, it's each to his own.
If you're looking at me to say get back in that game, no, Hammer, there's a reason you're leaving. And I don't know what it is.
I'm not saying jump
maybe
back
you
in.
Struggle with lusting after these women. And if you need to get away from it to lead a better life, then get out of it and come back when you're mentally and spiritually ready. So, like, if that's what's best for him, then by all means, go fishing, go hunting, go play golf, go do whatever you got to do.
But the next one might not be the one, and that's okay.
No, and that's fine, yeah. I would say odds are it probably won't be, but just in the law of averages, but it may be.
Maybe.
You never know. I wasn't looking for Brittany when I found her.
I couldn't get out of the game.
No, you a womanizer.
Well, hey, I love the women. Everybody knows it, okay?
See,
I couldn't get out of the game.
You can't take the player
out
of the
game. I did marry one, and I've been faithful to her.
100%.
Yeah. She was the one.
Yeah.
Okay, and still is the one.
But took you a few of them.
But, like I said, I love the game.
Yeah. You chasing them around. Never mind.
That's it, boy. Hey.
The drive-in picture show.
The drive-in picture show.
Drive-ins are great.
Okay, yeah. On that note.
Wrap it up.
You want me to wrap this thing up?
Yeah.
Faith, you know, I've never been to a movie theater, Jay.
Faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. All right, cool. No, I'm kidding.
John. I got to go. I got to get back to work. This has been a weird morning. John 13:12. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I've done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. The secret to love is loving like Jesus, and that's getting down on your hands and knees and serving and washing feet.
Getting a weed.
As that's weird as feet
that's
are.
That's why he said they'll know you if you love one another.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
Love's the greatest, boys.
And go get
girls.
A pedicure. It's biblical.
Right, I'm taking my clean
washing feet
and going
biblical,
to sell fishing,
buddy.
Baby.
All right, we'll see y'all next time right here.
We did it.